In Morven?
Morven.
What kind of hours did they go in school there when you were in?
9 to 3.
About 8 o'clock, so Netta had to go there. I thought dog teaching over there now. Mm-hmm. Where? Netta, over there to the school. Oh, Netta. Mm. I looked like that. I can't hardly see her, you know, the school right now. Mm-hmm. Them bushes. Well, she's doing this tutoring after school.
Mm-hmm. She stayed there with and some of the children is back, you know, not up to grade. That's what she do now until 6 o'clock in the
afternoon. Mm. They pay her extra to
they
do
pay
that?
Her extra.
She still has to be stay to six, don't she?
Yeah.
I can't see the car now like it used to sit in the trees put out. I looked for her over there, but she goes, if she passes it, she don't stop. She keeps it going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she said she got up one time.
Yeah.
14. They told her she ever got up.
Mm-hmm.
She needed students to handle herself. She could get some help, so she did get a good help right there too.
Yeah.
Well, she said that's a pretty tough job. You got them sitting down and they're this one doing that and this one doing that. Some of them can't spell, some can't do this. And
What about what kind of months out of the year did you go?
Did I go to school? Well, now, I can tell you about this school up here since I forgot I'm at school. I went to school by the regular time, I guess we went about 9 months, and I was not for sure. But now up here, since I've been moved up here, came back from Youngstown with my children, they had what's called a split term here.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that even long ago. And the children would go to school. Maybe school start in September. When does school start? September? No, it started August and September. And the children would go to school 1 month to the cotton open.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have to quit school, the black children, pick cotton till all the cotton gone, maybe the last of October. Then they get back in school in November. So me, I had come from Youngstown and I had been going to Donovan School. I got me some ladies together and we got together and we met the school board and we asked to close this thing down. And I'm telling you the truth, when I was standing up there talking to them, I was crying, I was shedding tears because I lived out to what they call Millen Spring. And it was a big old grown boy there, Billy. He'd be standing waiting on the school bus. And my little children with little blouse sacks on picking cotton. So we lived in the white man's house. And I stood up there and told them I had to look at my children. They're picking cotton and that big old grown boy catching the bus going to school. And we pleaded over there and talked over there. And some of these black folks, they didn't know no better. Now Tommy was one of them. She stood up and said, well, I don't see how in the world I can get my school children's school clothes if they don't pick cotton.
Hmm.
I told her, I said, there'll be a way. There would be a way. That you think about your children's education. Don't think about that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a way. And we kept fighting that and pulling that, and I had 3 or 4 more women, mainly Cable. One or two more, but the most of us wanted them to stay out of school and pick cotton. And some of them men was farming and they wanted theirs to stay on and pick cotton. But we finally got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. Then we got it. Our children had to walk to school. Then we had to start to go to fight for school.